You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, April the 26th. This hour, we'll talk more about the latest results from the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Today, whether or not we support a statewide smoking ban in all workplaces, including bars and restaurants. A bill modeled after the smoking bans in Madison and Appleton was unveiled in the state legislature last week, and supporters said they would not accept an exemption for taverns, as the Tavern League wants, and Governor Doyle indicated he might accept if that's what the legislature passed. We'll talk about our poll results and how they fit into this debate, and then we will welcome in guests from all sides of this issue, including one of the state legislators who is sponsoring this bill, a spokesperson for the Restaurant Association, which doesn't want an exemption for taverns, and we'll also hear from a guest from the Tavern League all this hour, and we will welcome your questions for all of our guests. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Do you think Wisconsin should ban smoking in all workplaces, including restaurants and bars? Or do you think there ought to be an exemption for bars or maybe restaurants? What are your views? We welcome your thoughts on this issue. Let us start with Wendy Scattergood. She is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, and she is our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we asked what?
We asked the governor's initiative, which is as part of a broader smoking initiative. Governor Doyle has proposed a statewide smoking ban in public buildings, workplaces, restaurants, and taverns. And we asked, do you support or oppose such a ban? And we found that 63% said that they support this overall ban, 35% oppose, and 2% were not sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, did we ask this before?
No, we haven't.
Mm-hmm. Do those results surprise you in any way?
Well, it is fairly high. There was another study done, but it was sponsored by the American Lung Association and some of the other groups that are anti-smoking. So you always, you know, have to wonder about those. But the numbers actually came out fairly similar to that study that was done just a couple months ago.
Yeah. Then though you broke it down a little bit, and it looks like, I don't know, that the support is less clear for perhaps banning smoking in taverns.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just asked of the people who opposed that overall ban were maybe some of the areas that they actually supported. So of the people who oppose banning in all of those places, that 35% of those people, actually 70% said that they support a ban in public buildings. And then 51% also support a ban in workplaces. Then it's for those, again, of just those who oppose the overall ban, where they oppose a ban in restaurants, and 90% of those who oppose the overall ban oppose a ban in taverns. So that's really what they're looking at for those who actually oppose this blanket ban. It's really about restaurants and taverns for them.
Man.
But still, 63% support bans for all of those places.
Yeah, I suppose the majority of people in this state are not smokers.
That's correct. Some of the studies that have been done by the CDC estimate about 21% of adults in the state smoke.
Yeah, and any demographic note? Something to note?
Yes, well, we found that women are much more supportive of the ban than men. 68% of women support the ban, whereas only 56% of men do. Younger people, much more likely to support the ban. 18 to 25-year-olds, 86% said that they support the ban. 70% of 25 to 34-year-olds, and then it kind of goes down from there a little bit. So really, among younger people, this ban is very popular. The other thing is education-based. Those with graduate degrees, 74% say they support a ban, and then it kind of support goes down from there. And so those with a high school degree, 55% support the ban. So still, all in all, educational categories, there is a majority that support the ban.
Mm-hmm. So Governor Doyle and the legislators who are proposing this statewide smoking ban have some good ammunition here with our survey results.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, including for the overall ban and not necessarily an exemption for restaurants and taverns.
Yeah. Wendy, all right, thanks very much. We'll talk to you in our next hour when we talk about global warming, climate change issues, and whether or not we want to reduce greenhouse gases.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. We'll check weather, and then we're going to welcome in Steve Wickert, Republican State Representative from Appleton and co-author of the Breathe Free Wisconsin Act. And we'll welcome your thoughts and questions for him on whether or not you like the idea of this statewide ban on smoking in all workplaces, including bars and restaurants. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along and hope you stay tuned. It's At Issue with Ben Marins this afternoon between 4 and 6. Ben also will be examining some of the results of our Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll for the spring of 2007. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, what is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin? What do you think it is? We'll release the results, and Ben will welcome your thoughts on the most pressing issues facing the state coming up this afternoon after 4 o'clock. Well, one of the issues facing the state, one of the issues before the state legislature, is whether or not to ban smoking in all workplaces in Wisconsin, including bars and restaurants. As we just talked with Wendy Scattergood about, our Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll found that the majority of Wisconsinites support this effort. 63% of those we asked said they would support this statewide ban, no exemptions for restaurants or taverns. 63% in support, 35% opposed. Of those who were opposed, most of the opposition came to taverns. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome in now Steve Wickert, a Republican state representative from Appleton and co-author of the Breathe Free Wisconsin Act. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so probably not a huge surprise to you that the majority of the residents, according to this poll, support a statewide smoking ban?
Well, no, and I think what's exciting is if we did this poll consecutively over the previous years, I think you'd have found that number, and maybe at one point people were not aware of secondhand smoke and the problems of it, and it would have not been maybe even less than 50%, and then soon it would have been 50, 55, 60, 63 now, and I bet as the years go on, it'll be even higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really, people are really becoming informed and aware of the severity and the illnesses that secondhand smoke can really create. I'll give you an example. 50,000 people, according to the Center for Disease Control, are the number of people who pass away every year, not just because of smoking, but because of secondhand smoke, kind of innocent victims of that.
Yeah.
And lung disease, heart disease, you name it.
Now, the statewide ban, the legislation, is based on the bans that some local communities have, including Appleton?
Including Appleton, and especially Appleton. That's for me, that's where I am. That's 57th Assembly District. And Appleton has approved this ban for a number of years now. We've had three to-the-people referendums. It passes. It passed all three times. It was approved all three times, and each time by larger vote margins.
Yeah.
So what we're doing, what I tell people simply what we're taking is the Appleton model and applying it statewide.
Yeah.
And the benefit to that is, and it's so important, is we're actually leveling the playing field for small businesses. such as restaurants and taverns and bars.
Yeah, because in the Fox Cities, somebody could even cross a street and be in a different community and be able to smoke in that tavern.
And often do, and that is actually a serious problem we have here. We're a regional area, and people can go to just right across the street, like you say, and it's a different municipality, and they can go ahead and smoke. So it does hurt our restaurants and bars, and applying it statewide, everyone would have the same, be operating under the same rules, the same standards to apply to, and could compete much more fairly.
Yeah. Any evidence as to whether the Appleton bar business is suffering? Are bars going out of business because of the ban in Appleton?
Well, I think people say that there are always bars and taverns going in business and starting business and bars going out. But to be accurate, I've talked to a number of bar owners, and they do say their business is significantly being hurt. Some of them are, and not all of them, but some of them are, and I think that's a genuine concern. It is happening to some extent, but I think a lot of that, if not all of it, will be solved when we go to a statewide standard, and that's so important. One of the problems we have is defining the differences between bars, taverns, and restaurants. And where do you draw the line? Because there's so many are hybrids, mm-hmm. where you can get a drink and a hamburger at the same time.
Yeah. That's why you're saying no exemptions.
No exemptions. It's so clear. It's so easy to implement then. And you don't have to use judgments and decide whether 50% of the sales come from food or from liquor. You don't have to worry about people charging, $15 for a hamburger and, 50 cents for, three or four beers.
Yeah.
Just to get just manipulate the numbers.
We have lots of callers who want to ask about this, so let me go to the phones. Rebecca in Manitowoc. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I currently live in New York City where they have this ban. And I am totally for the ban. The only issue is whenever you leave any restaurant or bar or any public facility, anywhere you leave, you step out the door and you walk into 10 people standing outside the door smoking.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if any provision is made of where outside the bar you can smoke. You can walk up and down the streets and you're running into all these smokers. It really affects the beautification of the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does keep me from going certain places because I know all these people are outside.
Yeah.
Smoking, whether they're inside smoking or outside, they're still there.
Yeah. Well, Representative Wicker, are we going to ban that too?
No, not in this legislation. Now, that's for someone else to do, but if it ever happens. But I think that's a good point. We are aware that in some places, for example, in Appleton, that does happen, but not many. And the reason is, I think we probably have a little more space, and most cities do in Wisconsin than New York City does, which is fortunate. And what we found out, I think as soon as the smoking ban went into effect, we had a record number of building permits taken out for decks, smoking decks at bars and restaurants. And that works out quite well. The problem with indoors, with smoking and secondhand smoke, it's primarily an issue of indoor smoke, not outdoor. So that's a very good point in tangent. People can still go out. They can still go out to the bars. They can still go out to restaurants and smoke, but not inside. And so bars and restaurants can compete on a more level playing field, but it'll be a race for who has got the best smoking decks for those smokers who want to go out.
Thanks to Rebecca. Next we go to Bob in Verona. Hi, Bob.
Good morning. Steve, I'd like to ask this in a very nonpartisan way, but it's sort of a question about who supports this and who doesn't.
Yeah.
My feeling is it is a nonpartisan issue, but on the other hand, I think there's maybe some of the Democrats support it because, of the influence on them from the tavern leagues, say like Roger Bresky, that type of thing. But I guess overall, I'm just curious, is it a partisan issue or is it semi-partisan?
Well, I'll tell you, 70% of the votes we pass in the Assembly and Senate are almost unanimous to show you that there is a tremendous amount of bipartisanship going on for any issue. There's a sparks and fly maybe on 10 or 15%. But on this issue, it is actually refreshing to watch the debate because it is Democrats and Republicans are some are on one side and some are on the other. So, as you said before, there's no distinction for party here on this issue at all. It's just amazing to hear some people you think would be so for it are against it. Some people against it you think are indeed for it. One of the things is some people say, well, the governor wants it, and he's a Democrat, so some people toe the party line. Maybe that's true for a few. Others say that some Republicans view this as a personal rights issue, mm-hmm. and therefore, you know, they're supporting it because of their philosophical beliefs. But overall, nope, we got it's a big there are Democrats and Republicans both supporting this, and Democrats and Republicans both opposing it.
Well, it's not every day that you and Fred Risser are co-sponsoring a piece of legislation, right?
Well, no, but Fred and I have worked very well together on organ donation legislation and on campaign finance reform legislation, and we've got them passed, is what I pointed out, too. So we are an effective team at getting results.
Yeah, the Tavern League is saying that it's going to mount a campaign to try to change your mind or to try to, you know, exert some pressure on lawmakers to exempt taverns. So do you think there's any chance that, they'll be successful?
Well, the democracy is a wonderful thing, and they're going to be trying to change our minds, and we're going to be trying to change theirs. And we're going to do so with facts and the figures. And I just had a man call me yesterday in Appleton from Hawaii, and he mentioned indeed that it works well in Hawaii too, and he just wanted me to know that. And I thought, nice. And I think when we get examples, a lot of the tavern issues are fear of the unknown. And I think when other states come in and tell us how it works there, and we realize when we talk to Appleton and Madison residents that some of their fears will be assuaged, and also when they talk to some of the bars and restaurant owners in our two cities, that'll be helpful too. So it's an awareness level for the taverns too.
Yeah.
Their issue is, you know, it's not really a smoking versus non-smoking issue. They don't want to lose customers.
I think a fact-finding mission to Hawaii would be in order.
There you go.
Mark in New Berlin is on the air. Hi, here. Go ahead, Mark.
Thanks for taking my call. I guess one thing I'd point out is this wouldn't be a statewide ban, right? It would be a Indian casinos and restaurants on Indian casinos would be exempt. But I think it's a personal rights issue, but these people are also severely addicted and can't stop. Most of them can't stop until they're told they've got lung cancer and they're going to die. Then they stop right away. So I would say just ban the thing altogether.
Yeah.
Don't take these little baby steps. Let's just get it over with.
You mean the statewide ban? You're not saying ban cigarettes, or are you?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I don't think. Well, can you ban cigarettes, Steve Wickert?
I don't know the answer to that precisely. I'm not sure you can because it's a legal substance. It's not been judged illegal or, you know, by the FDA or anything else or unapproved. So I think you probably could.
Yeah. Is that right? We only have a minute to go. That the Indian reservations would be exempt from this?
We're looking into that, and I believe to some extent they would be. Yes, their sovereign nation status.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, do you know the next step for the legislation?
We have a hearing for the Public Health Committee in the Senate. The time has not yet been set. The date has not yet been set, but we're looking forward to that, and we're going to pass it in the Senate. We're going to pass it in, then we're going to pass it in the Assembly, and the governor's going to sign it. And Wisconsin will put itself as a non-smoking state.
We'll keep following it. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Steve Wickert, Republican State Representative from Appleton, co-author of the Breathe Free Wisconsin Act, which would ban smoking in all public places, all workplaces in Wisconsin, including bars and restaurants. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along on this Thursday, April the 26th. It's 6:36, and we'll continue talking with different guests during this half hour about whether or not we want to ban smoking in all workplaces in Wisconsin, including bars and restaurants. We heard the results of our Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll on this question. According to the poll, 63% of us, a majority of Wisconsinites, support a ban like this. 35% oppose it. We also heard from one of the co-authors of the Breathe Free Wisconsin Act in our last half hour, Steve Wickert, a Republican from Appleton, telling us why he supports a statewide ban that includes bars and restaurants. And now we will hear from Ed Lump, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, to get his take on this legislation and a little bit on our poll results, too. And we continue to welcome your thoughts and questions on this at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Do you support a ban on smoking in all public places, all workplaces, including bars and restaurants? We want to hear from you. Let me welcome in now Ed Lump. He is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
You support this legislation that would ban smoking in all of your members' restaurants.
Yes, we do. We support it without any exceptions. We think it should be a total ban, or that's the only fair way to do this, really.
Yeah, what do you mean a total ban?
Well, ban smoking every workplace, restaurants and taverns. The reality of it is, if you don't ban smoking in every establishment, then there are winners and losers in the process. Customers will leave one place and go to another place, and that's not fair to those that see their customers do that or that lose customers. So if you ban it everywhere, nobody loses, and that's our feeling on this, and it's time to do it.
Yeah. Why do you say it's time to do it?
Well, first of all, you've got over 30 communities in Wisconsin that have already passed some form of a ban. We've seen the effects of that. Where you see how the customer shifts occur and the damage is done in some places and others benefit from it. We've seen all of that. This trend is going to continue. Less and less people smoke. I think your survey results pretty well reflect the growing support that is seen in other surveys as well for a total workplace ban. Consumers seem to want this overwhelmingly. You do see, which is wonderful, more restaurants and even bar areas going smoke-free voluntarily. That's good. And that's all a reflection of the trend in the public to not smoke and to not like smoke when they're out enjoying themselves.
Yeah. If consumers want this, Ed Lump, do you know why some taverns are claiming that that they're really hurting?
Well, I think that does reflect what has happened in some communities where they've had bans of one kind or another. You do have a situation, Madison and Appleton would be examples, where Representative Wickert is from in Appleton, are examples where you have seen, particularly around the border areas of the municipality, customers leave bars or restaurants and go sometimes just across the street or certainly down the road to another place where smoking is still allowed. That's plain just not fair. Now, within the cities themselves, as you get deeper into the cores of the cities, there hasn't been that kind of an effect. In fact, many times businesses have gone up, but there has been damage done on the outskirts. In communities that haven't banned smoking in taverns, a lot of times restaurants lose business to taverns just across the street. And the definition of a tavern in this state is just a business that sells more alcohol than food. In that kind of a situation, I think the public would be surprised if taverns were exempt to see how many large businesses, large restaurants, actually qualify as taverns because they do sell more alcohol than food, yet they serve a tremendous amount of food. So there's a lot of inequities once you start dealing with exceptions.
Yeah. And in the past, the last legislature, the legislative session, there was a bill that was going to restrict smoking in restaurants, but not in taverns, and you didn't like that very much.
No, we didn't. In fact, we worked very hard and were successful in getting amendments attached to the bill that made it more fair, but it did not completely address the question.
Yeah, what about the question that people really don't want to smell smoke and have people smoking around them while they're eating, but you know, the mom-and-pop bar is a different story.
Well, again, it's a question of what the consumer is likely to do in a situation like that. I think that the mom-and-pop bar, I have great sympathy for that type of situation, but I think their fear of losing customers is not reality. The customers may leave for a short period of time, but people go to taverns to be social. They go to restaurants to be social as well. And they want to be with their friends. And realistically, if they can't smoke in the establishment, they're not going to just retreat to their home and spend all their time there. They will continue to go to the places that they used to go to, and they'll just smoke outside like people do a lot of times now when smoking is banned. So I really think that the they have a right to be fearful if you continue with these local bans, because in that case, you if your community happens to do the ban, you may see your customers go somewhere where they can still smoke.
Yeah, and you think that this is inevitable. This is going to happen.
It is definitely going to happen. This is the trend of history on this subject, frankly. You see many more states, I don't know the exact number off the top of my head here, that have banned smoking totally. You see New York being one, California being another, but there's also been in quite a number of other states, foreign countries. This is something that it's time to do it.
Yeah, what about those restaurants in New York and California? Are they doing okay with the smoking ban?
Well, it appears to be so. There was a lot of furor at first, but I think that people seem to be pretty happy with the ban at this point in time, both consumers and operators. And I think employees generally are happy with it as well. I mean, that is another concern in terms of having a safe workplace for your employees. The evidence has kind of piled up over the years that there is some potential harm done in secondhand smoke, and I think our industry is becoming more aware of that.
Yeah, and you don't give any weight to the argument that government shouldn't be telling a private business what it should and shouldn't do when it comes to this.
Well, let me say this. That argument is something I certainly would give weight to, but in this issue, the train is out of the station. It has gone down the road a long, long, long way, and it's not coming back. We're just going to see a continued amount of bans passed, and we're going to see a continued amount of evidence in terms of the harmful effects of secondhand smoke. And this train is gone. In that case, there's only one way to create a sense of fairness, and that is for government to act. There is a role for government in this kind of a situation. There are many issues where government interference isn't needed, and the workplace will take care of the situation, or the marketplace will take care of the situation. But in this case, there needs to be some order put to this.
I have one caller for you before we let you go. Lauren in Delavan. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you, Joy, for taking my call. My question is, first of all, I'm not a smoker. I don't smoke. But I don't understand why there is a desire to inflict, you know, a non-smoking ethic on those that don't want to smoke. Now, who want to smoke, why can't a mom-and-pop bar choose if they want to be smoking or non-smoking, hang a picture of a cigarette outside their establishment or a cigarette with a line through it advertising what they want to be and let the consumers choose whether they want to go in there or not?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm not going to totally refute your argument here, but I think that our position on this is that particular mom and pop bar, once they have a smoking ban passed in their area, and it will happen. In other words, a municipality, we can talk about this, we're talking about a state law, but our issue is the municipality or municipal ordinances. At some point in time, when their community passes a smoking ban, they're likely to be hurt because their customers will go somewhere else. And I almost guarantee you that once a smoking ban passes in whatever community that this mom-and-pop bar is in, they will want a statewide smoking ban that doesn't have any exceptions. That's happened in Appleton and Madison and many other places where the exempt businesses, once they lose their exemption, want everybody to want a level playing field suddenly. And so we're trying to create a level playing field. Our board our board of directors voted 36-1 to go in this direction. These are not all big operators. In fact, if you go to our website and look at our list of board of directors, you'll see many, many smaller operators on there, mostly independent operators. About 75% of them serve alcohol, so they are affected by the ban more than anything else. We've also got the issue of the mom-and-pop diner that doesn't have an alcohol license.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to them? Inevitably, they lose their business to a tavern that opens up down the street for breakfast. If you mm-hmm. have that kind of thing, I don't blame the business, the entrepreneur, for taking advantage of the situation, but the reality of it is it's unfair to those that don't have that ability to take advantage of it.
We'll leave it there. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Ed Lump, President and CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, telling us why his association supports a statewide ban on smoking in Wisconsin with no exceptions, that it would include restaurants and bars. We will talk with a guest from the Tavern League after we check the weather, and we'll continue to take your views on this. Do you support the legislation in Wisconsin that would ban smoking in all public places, workplaces, including bars and restaurants? According to the latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll that we are releasing today, 63% of us support such a ban, 35% oppose it. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, we'll continue releasing results from our Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Next hour, are humans to blame for global warming, and what should government do about it, if anything? We'll hear what the public has to say about climate change and climate change policies coming up. And we'll also hear from two state lawmakers who have differing views on whether or not the state should limit greenhouse gas emissions. That's coming up after 7. We continue getting reaction to and a discussion about whether or not we support a statewide smoking ban in Wisconsin, a smoking ban that would include bars and restaurants. We heard the survey results. 63% of us support it. 35% of us oppose it. However, for those who oppose a ban, most of the opposition comes when it comes to taverns. 90% say that they oppose the smoking ban because it would ban smoking in taverns. What do you think? What questions do you have for our guest from the Tavern League of Wisconsin, which is going to be pushing to get an exemption for taverns? Should bars be exempt from a statewide smoking ban? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Pete Madland. He is Executive Director of the Tavern League of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you make of this survey result that 63% of Wisconsinites do support a full-fledged ban on smoking, including taverns?
Well, this is not a surprise to me. I think most people do support a smoking ban, but on the other hand, I didn't hear the full survey, but the surveys that we have done also show that most people do think that bars and bar areas or restaurants should be exempt.
Yeah, it is said for those who said they opposed the ban, 35% said they opposed it. It was mainly taverns, 90% really opposed it because of taverns, but about 70% because of restaurants too. Well, you are the supporters of the statewide ban said that they're not going to accept any exceptions. We just heard from Steve Wickert from Appleton, state representative from Appleton in our first half hour, who said that we need to level the playing field. What about that argument?
Well, you know, I just think that, you know, our people are hardworking businessmen, and we're in the hospitality industry, and I'm convinced that our people make good choices when it comes to their business, when it comes to their customers. And if the customer base demands a smoke-free environment, our people will change. But statistics show that is not true, that our people, smoking bans hurt business, without a doubt. And our people are in business. This is their livelihood. This is their retirement. This is what they do for a living. And anything to hurt their business, we're going to oppose that.
Yeah, and but he was saying, Representative Wickert, that yes, bars in Appleton, where there is a smoking ban in bars as well, are hurting right now. But that's in part, he says, because people can go to the neighboring community and go to that bar where, that doesn't have a smoking ban. But if we level the playing field, that economic impact wouldn't be there.
Well, what I would suggest is that Appleton should get on board with what most of the state is. And most of the state is the fact that business people have their freedom of choice. And Appleton is the exception. It's not the rule. The rest of the state is the rule. And the rest of the Appleton should adjust to the state and not the state to Appleton.
Yeah. So what are you going to do to try to twist some arms?
Well, we're not going to try and twist arms. We have a strong base. We have our people are at this very moment, are getting petitions signed. They're communicating with their legislators, and what their message is: hey, it's my business. Let me run it like I see fit. Cigarettes, until cigarettes are illegal, allow me to run my business in a legal manner. That's all we're asking.
Yeah, and we have lots of calls, so let me go to the phones and take Steve in Stoughton. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I was just thinking, I don't smoke, and I hardly even go to bars, but I was thinking that if bars installed a really good air quality system, and filter the air to some standard, that there could be a happy medium here. The bars could have the business of the smokers, and the air quality could be clean inside for those who really don't want to smoke but like to go to bars.
Yeah. Would you like that, Pete Madlin?
Steve, you're exactly right, and a great majority of our customers have done that. This image of the smoke-filled pool room is gone. It's not there anymore. The bars don't, for the most part, they have these things in there. Surveys have been done. Great majority of bars are within OSHA standards of air purification, and we're doing just that. Our people they react to their customers. They don't have their head in the sand and being stubborn, saying we're not going to do anything. There's a lot of great products out there. We encourage our people to install those products, and they've done just that in many, many, many cases.
Yeah, but the mom and pop up north maybe doesn't have that expensive filtration system. And what about the people working at that bar and the dangers of secondhand smoke?
Well, a lot of mom and pops do have those systems. There are a lot of systems that are not real cost mm-hmm. prohibitive, and that's just that's what they're doing. As far as those employees go, when you talk to those employees time and time again, like I have, they say, hey, you know, when I take this job, I know there are risks. Just there's risks with any job. This is a risk, and you know what? They'd rather be working there than being unemployed. Yeah. It's very simple.
Tom in Wausau is next. Hi, Tom.
Hi. My concern is, though, we have a ban in Wausau on the restaurants. They're not allowed to smoke, and they're allowed to smoke in a tavern as far as long as 50% of their business doesn't come from eating, but yet at the same time the bars are hurting the restaurants because people are going to the bars to eat and the restaurants are hurting. So I think we need an equal playing field there across the board because they're hurting these mom and pop and smaller restaurants as far as smoking. So that's my comment, and take it off the air.
Yeah, thanks. That's what Ed Lump was saying just before you came on, Pete Madlin.
Yeah, I guess I have not seen that. I haven't been to Wausau. I know most of our people are not in, for instance, the breakfast business. And here again, I would argue if that's the case, then we should eliminate the smoking bans, period. Let the market drive itself. I'm not in favor of any type of ban where people are going to be dictated by the government as to what to do.
Yeah. Define a tavern as being? Would there be some sort of percentage of alcohol sales would make a tavern a tavern?
No, our idea of a tavern is anyone that owns a Class B liquor, a Class B beer license.
Yeah, so it could be a big restaurant.
Could be a big mm-hmm. restaurant, but we would limit the smoking just to the bar area of those restaurants, which I think, without exception, I think our people are doing that now. Mm-hmm. They're addressing that. I was at a supper club last night and had dinner, and he said, my customers in the restaurant area, we don't have any smoking bans here. But my customers do not expect to smoke in the restaurant. They come out to the bar, they step outside, and we're adjusting already.
We go to Kathleen in Townsend. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'm wondering if the ban that you're talking about would apply to casinos, because casinos just seem to be very smoke-filled places, and I'll hang up and take my comments off the air.
Well, the legislation does not, I think because Indian reservations are sovereign nations, this would not apply to Indian reservations, Pete Madlin?
That is correct. That's mm-hmm. my understanding also, that the casinos are exempt from this.
Yeah, and that and, concerns you too?
Well, it's an issue where where people, you can talk about a level playing field. Already, obviously, casinos have a huge advantage. A huge advantage, and this would add to that, without a doubt.
Yeah. So you're not giving up without a fight. Everybody is saying that this is inevitable. The time has come. The trend is clear. This is going to happen. You're not giving up yet.
Not at all. I don't think it's inevitable. We hear about states that have gone smoke free, but what we don't hear about are the states that have voted not to go smoke free. I really think that we will fight this. We did a survey among our members, and they're adamant to keep fighting about this. This is a huge issue with our people. They have their livelihoods at stake, and we are going to fight for our members.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Pete Madlin is Executive Director of the Tavern League of Wisconsin, talking with us about the proposed statewide smoking ban that would prohibit smoking in all workplaces, including bars and restaurants. The Tavern League is going to try to get taverns exempted from that legislation. Thanks to Leo Duran and Karen Prager for producing the hour, and to Karen for on-air production, and thank you for listening. Hey, our spring pledge drive starts next week, May 3rd, but your online pledge before the drive will help shorten the drive. And if we raise enough online, we won't even start the drive. So that's incentive for you. Members have already contributed more than $9,000 toward our goal of $275,000. When the goal is reached, the drive will end. Pledge online at WPR.org. And while you're there, you can check out our progress towards the goal. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.